Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Autastic, the Comedian's Guide to Autism. I am one of your co-hosts, Graham Kay. I have an autistic brother, and we talk all the time, and he's the best. And my co-host, Kirk Smith, who has an autistic son, or a son with autism, pardon me, he cannot be here right now. He is dealing with some very serious personal family issues. He is in Sweden. And we are going to release an episode explaining all about that. It's kind of heavy. And I'm here alone recording on my iPhone, so I hope it doesn't sound too crappy. We interviewed my brother a couple weeks ago, and we are going to use that recording. And this is the intro to that. But it's sort of a weird episode because we interviewed my brother, and then I actually have flown back to Canada from New York for a family wedding. So now I actually hung out with my brother today, and I'll do a quick little week in review because it's sort of a big thing that happened to my brother. He had his yearly review with his live, work, play / special needs network group, which is a semi-government funded local Ottawa collective of social workers specifically helping people with special needs. There's a few people with autism and other developmental disabilities in his group. And he sort of meets once a week with them for social activities. He also has volunteers that they set him up with that hang out. They go see a movie, go have dinner, and they organize yearly trips, vacations, and stuff like that that, you know, our parents help pay for or do pay for. And Peter actually pays for a lot of it now these days because they live or play has set him up with a bunch of jobs. He's got 4 part-time jobs, which our regular listeners know all about. But the yearly review, I was just happened to be here in town for that. So, Peter wanted me to come. He's always very proud to show me off, this weird comedy brother of his that lives in America. And we went into the room and, to the live, work, play head offices with my parents, and they had a blackboard of, you know, things that, you know, that we're happy that, you know, Peter's happy with, things that he'd like to change in the next upcoming year, and potential things that he'd like to work on or work towards. And it was interesting just to hear my brother, and he was really proud of all his jobs and proud of everything he's accomplished. And one of the most interesting things he said, he's like, for the upcoming year, I would like to work on understanding jokes better or not getting upset at people who tell jokes. Because one of the things is people want to relate to Peter, and they know he is a person with autism or someone with a developmental disability, and they tell him a joke, and then he thinks that they are making fun of him. Because, you know, all through high school, people made fun of him and stuff, you know. And he's sort of scarred by that still. And so he's really on edge when people make a joke. And he had a problem with one of his bosses once, you know. He was trying to make a joke, and Peter didn't get it. And Peter hated that guy until the guy quit and got it. And there was somebody, he has a new boss now, which he loves. But Peter understands, you know, that he, on his own, he figured out, you know, I need to work on having a better response when I don't understand a joke. And he said, like, I need to tell them, I don't understand your joke, please tell me. And he has got, you know, living in the past, you know, too, he wants to get over. And Liver Play was like, well, would you want to be set up with someone who can take care of, like, help you work with that, like a therapist? And he was like, oh, I don't know, I don't, it sounds different, maybe. And then you know, my mom was in the room, my mom and dad were in the room, my mom's like, well, you know, maybe you should think about it. And then sure enough, about, you know, a half hour later, another person in his group came up, and it came out that he had gone to this special therapist to deal with anxiety. And of course, right away, Peter was like, well, then I think I, well, you know, if he did it, well, then I think I should do that because I want to get over this. So he's just like, anybody else needs to know that it's not, that if somebody else does it, it's okay. And a guy he respected it. So he's going to do that, which is a nice big step. I think it'll help him a lot. He does sort of live in the past a lot. We went to a wedding yesterday, and he basically spent the entire time talking about high school, different times he had been slighted in high school, going from like group to group, but yeah, he had a good time though. He had a great time. He had like a lot of dessert because it was a dessert buffet, and some ladies made a comment that they hope there's some dessert left for them, and Peter did not. Appreciate that, but I had to tell Peter that it's fine. You can do whatever he wants. It's a wedding, and then he was like, "Okay, good." But yeah, that happened today, and we listed all the few he wants to invite people over for a party from his group, and so we had a list of like 11 friends. So he's got like a nice little, he's got an okay little life, you know, going on here. He doesn't work very many hours. He does have 4 jobs, but they're all about an hour or 2 hours long. So I bet he only works like 15 hours a week. And we're trying to get him to like come to the idea that maybe it's okay to finally leave the hamburger joint that he's been working at like 1 hour, like 4 hours a week for years, you know, and maybe get a job that he could work, you know, maybe 20 hours a week even. I mean, if Peter could work 20 hours a week and get paid for 20 hours a week, that would be massive. He'd be almost self-sufficient. And again, we go back to early episodes. Like, a dream for my parents and a dream for me is that Peter can actually be, instead of, you know, using government subsidies and my parents' money, and eventually my parents are going to pass and I'll have to pay, and, you know, it'd be just really helpful if he could be 100% self-sufficient. So I always think about that. Like, what if my parents pass? Am I going to have to move back to Ottawa? Is he going to be self-sufficient enough that I can sort of take care of him via phone from New York? And, you know, Ottawa's a 8-hour drive. It's far. Not that far. Closer than L.A. when I was living in L.A. But I don't know. But anyway, it was a really interesting, very interesting week. And past couple days, anyway, with Peter at the wedding, he had a lot of fun. And he didn't drink too much. Usually he drinks. He never gets sloppy drunk or weird. He just gets very sleepy. And there was one Thanksgiving when he like gave all the boyfriends of the like wet willies, and he tried to tickle all their girlfriends, and we had to sit down about that. But this time he impresses me a lot. He's very self-sufficient. He was like, you know, I'm not gonna drink that much today, only 3 beers at the wedding, and then he had a bunch of like Diet Cokes and stuff, which is great. But he got so exhausted by 9 o'clock, he's mentally exhausted, so he went home early. And then today with the meeting, it was just great to be a part of, and I'm really lucky I was there. And I'm rambling, but anyway, that was my week in review. Probably not as funny as weeks past, but it's just good to be around my brother. I don't know, it's just really good to be around him and see how well he's doing. And I'd just been home for a while, and I'm already back, so there was no sort of like, you know, getting to know each other portion. Not that there is, but you know, when I feel guilty when I'm away a lot. There have been times where I haven't seen him for 6 months straight, you know, and then it's always like, I don't know, maybe not awkward for him. That's one thing he doesn't suffer from, but for me, the first day or so, it's like, well, that's Peter. That's, you know, getting to learn the rhythm, you know, which I guess is the same for everybody else. But anyway, Kirk is dealing with something crappy right now. That's why I'm doing this by myself. And I hope I didn't ramble too much. It's different when you don't have a co-host. And I'm also not trying to sound too sad or too happy, because then I'll sound like a sociopath for what's happening with Kirk. But You guys are great, and just trying to put out a good little episode here. So, what we're going to listen to now is a actual interview with the guy I've been talking about the most is Peter. So we recorded this a week ago, and just catching up with Pete, seeing how he's doing, because we hadn't had him on in a long time. So hope you guys enjoy it. Okay, take care.
Thanks for doing this, Peter. It was your birthday on June 12th, and
yep.
We just wanted to ask you, did you have a good birthday?
I sure did. I'm now 33 years old.
That's awesome. And nice. What did you do for your birthday? Did you have fun?
Well, for Sunday, June 11th, Mom and Dad took me out to dinner at one of the milestones in Ottawa near the big IKEA.
Okay. What'd you get?
One of the steak Fritos or something.
Uh-huh. Mom said they also took you to Boston Pizza, and you got a meaty pizza and a Caesar salad with chicken for your appetizer.
Yes, I also had French fries, too.
Oh, boy. That's pretty good. That's pretty good, buddy. And what presents did you get?
Well, I got some birthday money from the McDonald's, and I also got a nice birthday card for my job, just to success, especially a birthday card and the birthday money from Catherine Ian McNeil in the Westville area of Ottawa. Then I also got birthday cards from Mom and Dad, even two great $50 Bayshore Shopping Center gift cards.
Awesome. What are you going to buy with those?
I'm not sure. I probably can't go to Bayshore till sometime on the next Saturday.
Okay. That's pretty good.
I'm probably very busy for this week, but I probably can't go till Saturday.
Yeah. You got a lot of your jobs to do.
Yes, and I did get my next Star Wars Power of the Force toy, guys, from you.
Good. I'm glad. Mom showed me a picture. You look pretty happy. That made me happy.
Yes, and I got the Ewok, and I'm glad I got one of them with the hang glider, so I think the third one was probably enough for me.
Okay. And when I called earlier to see what you were doing, like 5 minutes ago, you had some big your job at the works, the burger place, they gave you a really awesome present, didn't they? Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, I got a cool Air Hogs remote control land speeder toy from this guy, Rob, who does the grease work, but he only gave it to me as a present because he wanted to feel sorry for how he played a joke that wasn't very nice.
What happened? What was the joke?
You know, I don't remember.
Okay. Well, that's good you don't remember. Okay. Well, yeah, I remember you told me that he played a joke on you, and he tried to do a joke, and it made you upset. Made you upset for a while, like a year.
Well, I didn't sound very upset.
No, but now you're happy, right? Because he got you a cool Star Wars land speeder.
Well, he gave me a present so he could feel sorry. That was nice of him, and I got a remote control land speeder, and the package said Air Hogs, and when you called, I was about ready to put the batteries in, so I wanted to get the batteries in place first, then we could talk.
Right, you got to play with it first. I called, I was like, Peter, can you do me a favor? Can we do an interview? He's like, I can't. You know, what are you doing? You know, he's like, I'd rather not say. I was like, tell me. He's like, well, I got a present, I just put the batteries in, and I want to play with it.
Got priorities, I get it.
Okay, well, that's great, Peter. I appreciate you doing this interview. Kirk, do you have any questions?
Nope, that's awesome, man. Happy birthday. I'm excited for you.
And I'm now 32 years old.
Congrats, Peter. Happy birthday.
No, 33.
33, yeah, I know, 33, yeah. Oops.
Why do I say 32? It was last year.
Because it's only been going on for one day, so you're not used to it yet.
It's normal.
Well, I do that I am
too.
Used to being... What?
I do that too.
I'm 33,
not
32, because my 32nd birthday was last year.
I know. Everyone knows, but you just forgot for a second because you're not used to it. It's okay.
Well, I don't like to forget. It's just I don't like to give myself a little correction reminder, but it's nice. But it might get very tiring if I keep making the same age mistake.
Okay, I have a question for you, Peter, actually, before we go.
What?
Are you happy about being 33? Do you prefer to be... Do you think 33 is better than 32?
Well, I liked being 32, and I guess I like a bit of both.
That's good. Are you happy to get older?
Yeah, I guess I can get very wise with working hard. I can get very wise finishing so many things done all at once.
That's good. Are you happy that you're in your 30s and not a teenager anymore?
I don't want to miss being my age 20s.
That's good. That's the right attitude, Peter. We everybody.
Well, I try to be happy my age 20s, but it was hard to get the past off my mind. But I wish I didn't dwell on it. But I guess there are some thoughts I just couldn't get over, so I got over them eventually.
Mm-hmm. And now you're better at it, right?
And I don't dwell on the school stuff as much, yeah. But luckily school's changing a lot.
Yeah, school is changing. Teachers aren't allowed to yell at kids and point at kids, right?
Yeah, they can't get the rules in a very negative way anymore, because it wouldn't be a very nice way for students to get moved around.
Mm-hmm. And school is changing. That's going to bring us into our news topic. But
into our what?
Well, later Kirk and I are going to talk about a news article about teachers changing. But we'll talk about that when you're off. I'll tell you about it later, okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you, Peter, for doing this. You're the best.
It's good talking to you, Pete.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Congratulations on 33.
Yes, and I'm glad to be in my age. I'm glad to be 33 years old.
Good. I'm glad. Love you, buddy.
And one more thing. I visited the Hot Topic at the Rio Center, and yeah. I bought myself an extra present, another great brand new Spider-Man t-shirt under the extra large size.
Oh, good. Yeah. I told Peter that he should start wearing extra large.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Good for you, Peter.
Yes, and I put another one of my old Star Wars t-shirts under the extra large to a plastic bag so I can bring to the college sometime and become another one of my college t-shirts so I can have 8 of them up there.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Good. Okay. Well, we're going to go, Peter. We gotta keep the show moving. You're the best. Talk to you soon, okay?
Yes, I'm glad to be 33 years old. I got to stop saying 32 because it's over. I'm no longer under age 32 anymore.
I know. Don't worry. It's okay. It's just one mistake. No big deal.
You'll be fine. Happy birthday,
okay.
Pete.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, so that was the interview. I hope you guys really enjoyed it. Peter's trucking along. It's really nice to see. And one of the things that's really interesting for me as his brother or anybody else, a family member, is to see that even though he is a person with autism or has a developmental disability, he is maturing, maybe not at the same level, but at the same rate as other men in their 30s. He's starting to know himself. It's so interesting to see. You always think, oh, he's going to be the same way for the rest of his life. He's an adult, and this is as much as his brain is going to develop. But he's maturing, and he is changing for the better, and just like anybody else. And it's really cool and inspiring. And I hope you guys enjoyed that interview as much as I did. Thank you much. Thank you much. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Boy, I miss Kirk. but you guys are great. Thank you very much for listening. You can donate to Autastic at patreon.com/autastic. That's patreon.com/autastic. You can donate for less than a cup of coffee a week. That's a dollar an episode, everybody. And also you can find us at Kirk Smith Comedy on all the social medias, and myself at Graham K Comedy on all the social medias. Like us on Facebook. We have an Autastic fan page where we post news. If you're wondering what's going on with Kirk, that's posted on there. And also, you can email us at autasticpodcast@gmail.com. That's autasticpodcast@gmail.com. And yes, leave a review if you already haven't on the iTunes. We appreciate it. And that's it. That's it. That's the end of the ramble. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Take care. You can do this.